Die zin gaf alles. Chavile peya ezoin vikairones. So what are these things? These are bundles. Perish mine asabim. These are different types of asabim, and they can be used for two purposes. When they're dried, they can be used for fuel, and they can also be used for a mahul behemoth. So mamelis of the lot is as follows. Vichnison le'etim. What is if they were brought into an oitzer that they should be used for fuel. That means that was his intent. And this is one of the purposes that this chavila can be used for. Ein mistapkim mehem, so one is not allowed to use it in any way Shabbos, because it's mukzeh. That means it's oimed to be used for fuel. That was his intent. So memele, so it's mukzeh. Hichnison lamachol behema. What if he brought it into this oitzer to be used as a machol behema? Koitein. So he's allowed to break off a chelik of these asabim. So he's allowed to break off a piece. And he's allowed to eat it himself. That means b'shas adchak, it's also machol odom. So he's allowed, so since it doesn't have a shame muktza on it, because it was a chnisa l'machol behemim, so he's allowed to use it for himself also. It's not muktza. Avol loy b'kli, but he's not allowed to cut it off b'kli. It seems it's near a ketoichain, they can cut off small pieces. So al kaponim b'kli is also. U'moylel b'roshe etzboisob. Now, these chavilois, it seems, others of them, there's zroim, and there's psoilis on the shabitin on the outside, so he's permitted with a shinui to press together the shabitim, the shells of these Israim, and ma'atim. So this is a shinui of melila baroshi and stoiso, and this matam with a shinui they were matam that it shouldn't look like mafarik. Let us see in Perish min Asef. So Zlema mine asabim hain. Uruyim lahasoke. It can be used for fuel. Uruyim lamachol behemo. Lefichoch, therefore, akel hoylech achamach shaftoi. So the decision, what it's aimed for, depends on why he brought it here for. Le'etim, liyavshom, he wants to dry them, and then they can be used for fuel. Vim hichnison stomach, what if he didn't think specifically? Nase kemish hichnison l'machol behemet. So then, I say it was Shechnisal Machal Behemoth, it's not Muksim. But he in Dilshu, he brings down this whole letter of Machal Behemoth is only if he has Behemoth by him. So then it's aimed for Machal Behemoth, so it's not called Muksim. He doesn't possess any Behemoth, and there's not too many Behemoths around. So then Machal Behemoth would not make it a Muksim because there's no Behemoth which will derive benefit from it. Mehem the makzo data minayu. That means if he chnisan leitim ein mistapkim mehem, he can't use it. Why the makzo data minayu? He was hikzo data. Bahavalei mukse. So it's mukse. If nisam lamachol behema kaiten toichol. So he's allowed to break off a piece, and he did tzaschuyim gam kein lamachol adam. So mamele, so fine. Avoloi bekli kederech chayil, and because this somehow it could look like teichin. Omoile hainu. He squeezes it together. Mafarech asher bitem lechol hazere shebisoichon barosh yetzboi. So with his fingertips, v'loy b'chol ayad, he shouldn't break the shabitim with his whole hand. Keder shoise b'chil, it shouldn't be look like mafarech. So there were matter b'shinui. Steve Bays. Ein oisen me melach halbe biyachat. A person is not permitted to make in Shabbos allow a lot of me melach, salt water. Lo seis l'soich hakvoshin. That means he wants to pickle food. He wants to preserve food, so he needs a lot of mei melach. That means this liquid, the salt water, will preserve the kvoshim, the food he wants to pickle. So in Shabbos, he wants to make the mei melach. Lo seis l'seich akvoshim. And this is also, so there's an issa to make the mei melach. The mei melach alone is also to make. Mishum de domi le'ibud, because this pickling process is a preserving process. That means this preserves the food. That means you pickle it, you preserve the food. It shouldn't spoil. Ibud oires is also a procedure that you preserve the leather. So Chazal asked to do any pu'ula that preserves. That means if this one is going to preserve the food, the other one is going to do a pu'ula to be ma'abed oires, which will preserve the oires. And this is also minat oires. So me'mela mishum de domi le'ibud. So therefore, this is also avol yochel lases mimeno ma'at. One is permitted to make a small amount of mei melach in Shabbos. Loses l'soich hatavshel. That means the small amount he is using not to pickle something. To pickle something needs some larger amount. He's just making a small amount of mei melach to put into the food, to make it tastier. So here, with the vial, we are speaking about tasias mei melach. So we have guidelines. If one makes a lot, so then that's also, because it's dummy to ibud. If one makes a little, it is not similar to ibud, and then it is permissible. That is, till now we were speaking about the amount of mei melach he's making. We'll elaborate a little. A lot is also, a little is mutar. That's in the kamos of the mei melach. Now we're speaking about in the echus of the mei melach. How much salt, what is the ratio of salt to water? How much is he putting in? So now there's another halacha. Bimnosan l'soichoi, shnei shlishi melach, he made such a ratio, 2/3 salt and 1/3 water. That means, because this is zikha, a mei melach that is used for preserving. So here we are not governed by the amount he's making. This is a mei melach which is used for preserving, and this is also. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. May Melach, so this is water and salt. Vuhu adin im noisin yayin, v'choymetz, wine or vinegar, or shomashkin b'melach. It also has the same halacha. Akvoshim, and this was made, losseis l'soich akvoshim. Yerek shekoyvshin, I say this is a type of a vegetable that you pickle it, you soak it, kenei lehiskayim, that it's, you want to preserve it. Shekidin, shenoisein mei hamelach, kenei lehiskayim. Since the reason he is doing this is kenei lehiskayim, that it should... that it should remain preserved, it shouldn't spoil. Domi leibotoyer, so this is similar to ibotoyeris. Shamela mikaimoy, because the soul preserves. Ba'af al gav de kaimolon en ibod ba'oichlein bideraisa. We ask him, there's no din ibud minatayr. We come back and meet Rabbona, me also. K'moi shekosvu apreiskim. So Memele saw a lot of Memelach with an intent to preserve the devotion, that's also. Now, because of the Sefer Tais v'Shabbos, that means he's making a gallon of Mei Melach. And the reason he's making a gallon of Mei Melach is because he wants to be Kovish, Yerokish in this gallon. So there's an Itzel now to make this gallon. He's a Mechalo Shabbos now before he does anything. Avo im ein kavonosei lozeh. He's making a gallon of Mei Melach. He has no intent to pickle something. He has 20 tavshilim, and in each tavshil he wants to put a little, of the salt water to be matim the tavshil. So he is making a large amount, but the large amount is l'tzoyrech losseis l'tavshil, not l'tzoyrech for kvishe. So the Tais v'Shabbos says, so then it's muto. I feel how they muto. He says the iser is relative. Now what allowed is also is because if you're going to use it for kvishe, aval liyor rabba iser. He saw that Chazal asked a lot already. Since normally a lot is normally used for kvishe purposes, so mamela a lot is always awesome. Chem hashva b'miri shekosav derak b'me'at. They only matter b'ma'at mipnei shenika, because when he is making the Mei Melach, one can see sheino yisa rak l'tzayrach sho. Ma she'en kem b'har b'yitzbur sho yisa l'tzayrach elayin shom. So kaponim from the Miri, we see that there's an issa to make a lot of Mei Melach, even though the intent was not l'shem kvisha. There is such an iso. Mishum de domi le'ibud. Now, va'afilu im noisein shemen l'soich mei hamelach lahatim. Gamkein also. So now, pshat is like this. We will soon learn that the koyach of salt that preserves, if one adds oil, so the koyach of the salt gets weaker, and they can't preserve anymore. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. The Mishnah Berurah says, if he made Meimelach, he made a lot of Meimelach. So Mishas, he made it. He made something that preserves. So that's awesome. So even though later he will put oil into this concoction, Kamkenosa, because he first made Meimelach. But the Imnoisein Shemen Lehamayim Koidem Shenoisein Hamelach Lesoichai. But if one puts oil in the water before he puts the salt, so when the salt comes in, the salt is automatically weakened by the shemen that is there already. So the salt is not a salt that can preserve. Or a second case, he put the salt Bahamela Kaidim Shanais and Hamayim Lesai. He put first the salt in the oil and then he put water. Yesh Mekilim Bozet. Now we have Mekilim. Others are Mekil. Mishum Shashemen Machlish Eskoya Hamelach. Milioys as the Ein Olav Shem Melach. So it doesn't have a shame of Meimelach. So there was an issa to make Meimelach. Meimelach means that there was a zman that it was Meimelach. So actually, put later the shemen won't help. But if he never made Meimelach, that means he put first the salt and oil, or the oil and water, so it doesn't have a shame Meimelach, so it doesn't go into this issa of Ein Ois in Meimelach. We said that if he first made Meimelach, even though he'll pour Shemen later, it's also. Mishum the Bishah Shenoise Meimelach Yachadun Yerikim Abed. Because Bishas, he made the Meimelach, so then it was Nirikim Abed. So that's what he puts the Shemen in later, will not rectify his previous action. But a small amount of a yochel lasis memeno ma'at lasis l'seich atavshul I lit boil behen, or he's making a small amount of Meimelach, little ben pitoy. Vechenami muta lishbois al nisrei oif vidag soli. He's making make a small amount of Meimelach to pour on roasted pieces of chicken or fish. That is muta, a small amount. I think in the issue he brings down that a small amount means that it will be used up by the end of the suda, nothing will be left over. That's called a small amount. So there's only needed for the tzorchei suda. But uvein imu oisa letzorech suda zu, letzorech acheres. It is mutter. That means, but it is made with suda, a small amount, so it doesn't have to be the suda I'm oimed, it could be the next suda. Avalosalasis with seira chayl. One is not permitted to make meimelach with seira chayl. But if he made the meimelach, the ratio of the meimelach was 2/3 to 1/3, Afilu ma'at mibnei shenire ka'isei murios lichbash by dogim. This was a type of a liquid that was used to pickle fish or preserve fish. Shekein derech laseis murios. This was the ratio 2/3 salt, 1/3 water. Kosov Elia Rabba Bishem Marash Shemuta Lahoisev Chomitz Bimurios אחר שכבר נסיימשו. So here he brings down something very interesting. He brings down that אחר שכבר נסיימשו, we're speaking about, he had this מוריוס. This מוריוס is a liquid that is used to preserve food. And now the water evaporated, so he wants to put in more. So here it says, "Acher shekvar nesyamsho." The Gersha he brings down, the Gersha de la Rabbe is, "Shekimat legamri nesyamsho." It's almost dried out. So the Ktzais HaShulchan explains as follows. If it's Nisyabesh Legamri, that means it's dry now. So it's called I'm making no Muryas. So then I'm not allowed to. Then I'm not allowed to put vinegar in this Muryas because it dried up completely. It still has some liquid, but it's in the process of drying up. Then, so it's not considered I'm making Muryas. I'm just making sure that it should not dry up. Sif Gimel. Also, Limloyach Chatichais Tznein. One is not permitted to salt, to pour salt on radish. Alba Eichomesh Biyachad. You have four or five pieces of radish together. Now on the salt, all four and five. Vipnei shenire, if I have a four or five pieces of radish, so it's nire kekayvesh kvoshim. So this is already, I have, this is not one piece of radish, it's four or five pieces. So the salting it looks like I want to be kayvesh kvoshim. Vahakoivesh also, now here he says, got a different reason why kvish is also. Mipnei shuhu kimevashel, something very interesting. That means even though minat toire, the whole Issa Bishul is only by Toldis Sa'ul, dafka by Toldis Sa'ish, but by the kovosh kimevushel, that it doesn't have a shame bishul, but with the Rabbonon it's called Mevashel. This is the Shittas HaRambam. So Memela, the Rambam says, if I have four or five pieces of snoin, I should not salt them. Because it looks like I'm taking an amount of snoin, and by salting it looks like I'm being kavish then. Elo, what do you do? Metabol kol achas levado. You don't salt them. Each piece that you want to have with salt, you dip it in salt. Boichlo, and you eat it. Avo beyen muter lemohon. But by eggs, one is allowed to salt four or five eggs together. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Tznoin vuhu adin kol dovo shetzorech meliche. Everything that needs meliche, kigoin bitzolim, onions, shumim, garlic, vulgikis, and the cucumbers, chayim. Well, behed yikosav, so now we said tznoin is only a moshul. Behed yikosav a rambam tznoin v'chayotze bei. Something that is never pickled, is never preserved, this is mutter. Now here in Dushu, he brings down, I'd like to mention two halachas. One halach he brings down, if I took a pickle out of a jar and I put it back into the jar, so there's a concept of ein kvisha acha kvisha. That means since it was already pickled in the jar, putting it back, there's no new issa. That's one halacha. A second halacha, he said, Yirokai she'ein darkan l'koysham, there's no Yisrael. So he says, the derech to be koyvish Yirokis is when they're whole. If you cut them up in small pieces, so you're not koyvish it in that ice, and you only koyvish whole yirokis, whole cucumbers, whole peppers, whole tomatoes. So he says, if you have cut up, this is a kula, you have cut up tomatoes or cut up cucumbers, and you're not koyvish it in such a knife, and so he says you're allowed to salt them. Okay. So Mikomo can in Dobby Shane Darke Lich by Shori, that's he wants to say that goes into Dobo Shane Darke Lich by Shane. Arba Eichomesh Biyachad, to sew four or five together. Tchshekol Chaticha Monachas Levadom, if each piece is lying separately, Ein bazem mishim kaimish kvoshim v'gam le'mechzi kima'abit. Avol kshemulcham b'yachad, but if I have four or five pieces together, afilu datoi lo'ochlom tekef, I'm going to eat all these five. V'loi lahash hoysom b'milcham, and I have no intent to keep it there that it should stay in the soul that she eats in the Jerusalem, Isaiah, Kidalcom. Four or five is also fine. So we have now a new aloha. One is permitted to salt one piece of tznayim. But if there's four or five, he's not allowed to. Fine. A fillu four or five, he salts all four or five, then he starts eating all of them together. It's also. V'mashe oisam b'milcham ad sheyaziyu kidarkam. What happens, he salted one piece of radish, but he does not want to eat this radish as yet. He wants this salt to stay on the radish till it starts sweating, and then they'll eat it. So then the din is, afilu meileyach, if he's not eating it right away, but he's waiting for the soul to start processing it and it starts sweating, the minig is that we don't salt it. The minig is you dip it into salt, and that's the minig. When again, he said, the minig is shechitchen b'Shabbos. He says, now there's a minig that they cut up in Shabbos tznayim dak-dak. They cut up the radish in small pieces. V'naisen oisam b'korin, you put it in a plate. U'milchen oisam, then you salt it. V'shoivchen olav chaymitz, and then you put the vinegar on it. V'oichlen oisam. So that there's such a minig. So the Mishabur says, "Lachayra hadam yisal lahar b'satiches." What kind of heter is there to cut up in small pieces, put it in a plate, and salt it, and put chaimetz on top of it? To also midina afili moichu miyad. The ain heter by a lot is ala derech tibu kolachas lifnei atzmo. Venire, they keep in their manicha noise klala hazia. They don't let the soul to start processing it. Al shayfchem shamachaymitz vegaminem acherem leidomi lib. Say wants to be meko. Bchoskinim shayfchem sham shemen tekev. They pour oil shashemen machlish kei hamelach. over Tas and Kaimes and other places, they do something that's really wrong. Ois and Yerek Shaker and Salat, and they take lettuce. Omochon Hayerek, and they salt it. Vishnei Atzmei Trilus. Umashin Oison Kach. And so it starts sweating. The mesan ma'amayim sheyeitzimeno. Va'achar kach moven oisayim shemen zayis b'chaimitz. V'zeh iso gomo v'nomi tvei libot kimin shumamtin ad shiikabol ha'melach heitev. Kekoivesh kvoshim, and that's also ultimate vashel. Zeh tamu mi'arambam. V'rashi nosan tam, zaydei ha'melach miskashim gets hard, v'rei tikun v'domi l'mebar. The kosa v'taz, v'tam v'shulchanoch yishlumet, doso lishpach yayin u'shar maskim l'kli, sheyesh boi chaymetz, kadei shegam zayi ha'chaymetz, d'doyme l'kli, if I want to sour the wine, d'doyme l'kevesh kvoshim. Amiskaven shoyse matze shaylach shem yenich bosh v'yarsa chaymetz. V'biyadarin kosem dos mishum d'merzek uvde d'chel ayin sham. V'im oyse zoyte lahach lishkoich ha-chaymetz bovad poshet shoy l'kulama. V'liten ogug yischaim v'seich ha-kvushem sheyischametz. He has raw cucumbers and put them together in pickles which have been pickled. Gam kein poshet d'osu l'kulama. No.